This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the conversation was about DACA. I don't know if you heard that or not, but today at the White House, it was all about what's not happening with immigration. So joining us right at the top is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Bob, what's going to go on with this Dreamer situation? Because now we're tick-tock at that deadline.
Well, you know, the deadline, of course, was set, and then the president, you know, had said he would not do anything at this point in time. Then the court, of course, stepped in, and then the court went through a variety of things. Supreme Court kicked it back. So the paperwork continues on the Dreamers, but, I mean, they're simply going to have to pass something that will, you know, eventually take in the problem. The president's offered more than it was originally asked for. I think he went at what, 1.8 million. He would take in. Originally it was like 800,000, so he would actually exceed that. Now, yes, there's a talk of the wall and some other things, but I think if they pass something to the president, then which of course Mitch McConnell gave him every opportunity to do so, and they couldn't hit 60 votes. So either they're going to react to Congress and send the president something, or it's just going to continue as it has been of a case by case basis.
Wow. So, I mean, is there really a sense of a possibility? I was at a party this weekend and people were arguing about this. I was like, wow. So America Tonight really is the buzz in the land. They're asking me about DACA and saying, well, look, if you've been here for 20 years or however long it is, you were taken to the United States as a baby, would you really be thrown back to Guatemala or El Salvador or wherever? Is that really a real possibility?
Well, it's happened. There was a guy from Youngstown. He's been here 40-some years. He's back in Jordan right now. I saw an interview with him. There was the man from Michigan that was, sent back. So it has happened. I mean, people, were, for a series of years, have been deported here and there. And there's going to be cases where it will continue to happen. And unless they come up with some type of solution, and I didn't think it was real difficult because you hear everybody say, yes, I want to take care of the Dreamers, then they couldn't hit their 60 votes, in the Senate. And then, of course, if they had, it would go to the House, and there'd be no reason they wouldn't pass the bill over to the president. Now, I don't think if it got to the president, I don't think it would be vetoed if it didn't have the things that he wanted in it. And of course, he's going to take a position. He wants, four pillars, as he called them. But I just think if it gets to him, he would sign it.
He would sign it. All right. So again, stuck in the mud.
Oh, it is. Sure.
Yeah, stuck in the mud. All right, how about this? The Republicans are all over their president to reverse course on the imposed steep tariffs on the import of steel and aluminum. They're saying it threatens the U.S. economy, and there's massive conversation about that. What is the downside of what he's doing, and why are the Republicans so furious?
The mainstay since I was in Congress, Kate, has been, let's have these, have this free trade. And, of course, members of Congress would come up and they would say, well, we've been losing jobs. We need a trade bill. So then they would get a trade bill. Then later on they would say, well, we're losing jobs. We need another trade bill. I don't think they saw a correlation. When they get trade bills, they lose jobs. And then permanent, I call it the you know, the deadly deal. Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton got together, and then we had permanent trade status for China, which is what they wanted. Once China got permanent trade status, they thumbed their nose at us because they don't care. It's called permanent. And very clearly, you know, President Trump has talked about these tariffs and others to come. And I think it's a great shot in the arm for working people personally, is, you know, what I think about it. Is it going to be painful? Sure. But let's look at when the tariffs came out, let's look at what happened. Oh, the stock market dropped. They're going to cut our soybeans. I mean, they were speculating on things that really didn't exist. Who knew that they're going to cut buying our soybeans? So there's all this speculation out there. You know, a lot of Republicans simply, they love free trade, even though we've been losing job after job after job. And Donald Trump captivated four states, you know, where really Hillary Clinton should have won, and he took the Bernie Sanders approach on trade. I seriously think, hats off to him. Somebody's got to try to do something. And maybe this is like a poker game, Kate, and he bluffs his way through, and finally China, you know, worries about what he's going to do, and they make some kind of deal. So it may work. I don't think it's any worse for the wear. And if his base is going to leave him, you know, if Elizabeth Warren runs against him, does anybody really think those Republicans are going to switch for her?
No. That'd be a real shock then. That would be like a movie that should be one of the documentaries that would be up next year for an award at the Oscars, yes, if that were to happen.
Yes.
Finally, Kim Jong-un, what's going on with him? He met a delegation from South Korea. Any movement there?
Well, yes, you know, we know very little about him, of course, as the Hermit Kingdom. We didn't even know if there were current pictures, you know, of him, because everything's so controlled. It was an amazing shot. He's sitting at the round table. They're all eating dinner. And there was some progress by both sides. They were very cautious, especially South Korea, on what they said, but they have agreed to continue to move forth. So they sat with him with no pre-existing conditions, because had they said, well, we'll sit with you if you abandon your new program, there wouldn't have been a meeting. So they're taking it step by step, and they have the ability to do that. We haven't done that in the United States. We won't meet unless there's, you know, a situation where he announces no nukes, but they're taking it step by step. I think it's good progress. I'm kind of, you know, I'm shocked. This is the first time he has actually met with them, and he's been there since 2011 when he took over. So better to do this than not do it, and I've got to give South Korea a lot of credit to get it to this point. You know, kind of Olympic diplomacy, should we say?
I like that, thrown in that Olympic reference.
That's it.
Thank you very much
Thank
for that.
You.
All right, so any truth to the rumor that you might be replacing Hope Hicks? Somebody told me that today.
Did they? No.
I caught you off guard. I like that. Are you kidding?
No,
are you?
Am.
Is this
I'm
April Fool's?
I really like my life, and it wouldn't be a bad. I guess I'd have the job for 9 or 10 months.
Right, there you go. Get the benefits.
You caught me off guard on that one.
I love it. All right, Bob Ney, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up on the flip side, the Oscars. Yeah, they handed out the statues, but was anybody watching? How were those TV ratings? We'll talk about that next here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors, Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on. The filmmakers, the producers, the directors, the writers, the cinematographers. To tell and projects we need financed. Don't talk to us about it at the parties tonight. Invite us into your office in a couple days, or you can come to ours, whichever suits you best, and we'll tell you all about them.
So the Oscars. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do you care about award shows? You know, I'm a person who, I do like to go to the movies when I think the movie is worth it. We do our cheap movie reviews. And, of course, there's a gazillion ways to get movies. You can wait patiently and stream for a little bit cheaper and watch it in the comfort of your own home. But I think it is the great escape when it's done well. So here's the thing. The Oscars, the show themselves, the show itself, and award shows in general. If you look at what the Oscars pulled in, TV ratings, man, smackaroo, down a big 20% from last year. 33 million watched last year. This year, 26.5. Wow. So what is the deal for that? If people are tired of watching award shows, people aren't going to as many movies, and I think the appeal of some of the movies that were out there, like The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, they just raked in $57 million and $52 million domestically, so not huge box office draws, but critically acclaimed. But that means less people saw them. But you could also look at the Grammy Awards. Grammy Awards dropped down 24%, 19.8 million viewers. So actually more people were watching the Oscars than watched the Grammys, which maybe that's surprising, right? You think music. And if you look at the Golden Globes, 19 million in January, and that was a 5% drop. So if it keeps dropping like that, pretty soon they're going to be streaming the award shows. Hey, watch on Hulu, because it'll be very tough because of the kind of money that they have to pump into this for advertising, etc. What's interesting is the movie The Black Panther is raking in the dough like nobody's business. I said on this show that Black Panther, to go and see it, we went to go see it. It was the first time ever I went to go see a movie where there's no seats that I can recall. I mean, maybe sometime earlier in my life, but not anytime recently. Because it's so popular, it's the whole comic book thing. It's the intrigue, the story, you know, whatever you want to say. And it's black and white people that are going to see Black Panther. So that movie is crushing it. And there were certainly some of those people that were the actors, some of the great actors in that, like Chadwick Boseman, he was there. So they were at the awards show. Lupita Nyong'o, she was there. But again, they weren't up for Oscars. They were there, and they were a draw, I think, maybe more than what the actual movies now were drawing. And there were some great performances. I saw some of the movies. We've talked about them before. The Academy Award winners, I did see three. I was traveling and I saw the three billboards in Ebbing, Missouri, and I actually thought it was quite good, but it's definitely a sleeper movie, and I can see how it would not draw, it just wouldn't draw big numbers, and that made sense. I liked it, but I know it's, again, one of those independent films. So it was strange. Because if you look at, you know, overall, some of the pictures, especially Best Picture was The Shape of Water, and that was not, a lot of people didn't go and see it. I think that's a streaming movie, too, so same thing. And some of the other winners were from movies that weren't quite as, you know, quite as big, and I really put all that on it. Or maybe you're listening to me. Do you care about award shows? Would you watch political award shows? Could they have political award shows? The most honest politician that we think we can find up for this year's best politician in America. I don't know. And I think, you know, maybe that's it too. We live in way different times. And I think it's much for his eyeballs. So Best Picture, I said, was Shape of Water. Actor was Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, and he plays Winston Churchill. Now, that movie I haven't seen. I heard it's pretty good, and I like the whole Winston Churchill thing because I like history. Frances McDormand, who you heard there, won for Best Actress, and that was the Three Billboards movie. I did see also for the Best Supporting Actress was Allison Janney, and she was in this really kind of dark comedy spoof. I don't know if it was really a spoof, but it was a dark comedy. I, Tanya, it was about Tanya Harding, and it was excellent. So when it streams and you're hanging out and you're thinking, I kind of feel like watching something, you could watch that one and you wouldn't be disappointed, I don't think. Dunkirk, a lot of people saw Dunkirk and said it was great. It won a bunch of awards for editing and mixing and, you know, all that. And that was popular. If you have kids or grandkids, the movie Coco won for original song and also animated feature film. Is very, very popular. So it was just kind of a weird, I think it was just kind of a weird year for the Academy. I was a Blade Runner fan for the first one. I have not seen the second one, although now it's out streaming and I will see it. Blade Runner 2049, that one for cinematography. And then documentary feature was Icarus, and I heard that was pretty good. And we have the other on tomorrow. He stayed up till like 5:30 in the morning. 5:30. nice to be able to do that, huh? Watching it, because he likes documentaries, and he said America Tonight listeners would love Icarus. So we'll get a cheap movie review from him on that, and actually, how about that, actually won an award. But I think part of the reason the numbers are down is that people are dealing more in reality, and if they watch, too, they're watching reality TV, and things like award shows are not pulling them in. Hey, for some of you, though, that are out there in the Northeast, you were kind of packed in over the weekend, and I would think that naturally, if you got bored, maybe you would have flipped to go see some of those gowns or what was going on over there. A blizzard just slammed into North and Central U.S. and on Monday, too, for other people that didn't get that bomb cyclone in the Northeast. But I heard it was pretty bad. I'm sure some of you are really cozy right now inside in New England. They're saying there's another one coming on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's going to bring, you know, rain, snow, wind, that whole thing, how last week was, is going to just be all part of that mix again. It's so soon after the last storm, that's going to certainly disrupt cleanup operations. I can't imagine it wouldn't. And then what kind of travel delays are you going to see? Because, boom, boom, these two back-to-back storms. So if you're listening to me in the great state of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, hang out and stream. Right? I don't know. Read some good books. Play some games. Because if you don't have to go into work or you work from home, you're lucky. Because when we're talking about some of what they're predicting, it's nasty. 6 inches or more. Again, still cleaning up, but now they're going to have this next blizzard follow right behind it. And then parts of the Dakotas, they got so far 18 inches of snow this season, but they're talking about another foot or more from what's coming up. Oof. You know, when you live in places like Fargo and Duluth and Bismarck and Green Bay, you know these things happen. You know these blizzard conditions can impact you. But when it actually becomes a reality, you're still talking about it. For our friends in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan, you know you talk about it, even though you know that this is the way of life, right? That this is what you deal with. This is the weather patterns. Even in the West, rain and snow, and they needed it because they have such a bad drought there. Over the past few days, you had 8 feet of new snow in the Sierra Nevadas. So that's big, 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 big. And other parts of California had rain, which they desperately needed. In fact, in a few hours, they got more rain than they got in the entire month of February. But they're saying it would take 6 more storms. Just picture in your mind, what does 6 storms look like? 6 storms to bring the state up to its normal winter precipitation by April. It's crazy to think of that. Too bad you can't just shift it, you know? Hey, hey, the music means we're diving out, then diving back into the mailbag next on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier and train and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages.
How are those carriers doing in this wicked weather in the Northeast? All right, time to dig into the mailbag, folks. Kate Delaney, hoping you're having a great start to your week here from all of us in America tonight. Bundle up, although I will make some of you jealous. Today I was talking to somebody in New York, and they said, "Hey, so what did you do earlier?" I don't know why they asked me that question. I said, "You know what? I'm really busted, getting in shape, and I'm making the dog do it, too." So it was 70 degrees, and I stopped what I was doing, and I took a walk. They said, "I think I have to hang up the phone right now." Because it's not 70 degrees in other places. Very, very, very strange weather for some, let's put it that way. All right, this one is from Peter. And Peter says, "Kate, be glad you don't live in the Northeast. Talk about a bomb cyclone. I can think of a few other words used to describe this weather. Yes, we deal with it. Yes, we know. But there's just, you know, something to live where you want to live. And sometimes you got to deal with the flood and the ice and the power outage. Power outages are ridiculous. The electricity was off in my place for 2 days. No fun, no streaming. try to get a hotel room. It is packed, 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 because everybody else was thinking the same thing, and they got it ahead of time. My neighbors had a tree fall right on their garage, smashing everything inside. It was nasty. So when they talk about a nor'easter, I don't care what pictures you're looking at, my friend. It is worse than the pictures that you're looking at. Trust me. Yeah, I heard the wind and of course the floods. You know, again, it's some of the areas where the water just flaps right up. And what are you doing? You're getting rescued. You're trying to get out of there ahead of time. You have buildings collapse because of the strong wind. I did see a picture out of D.C. where, this car, and they're probably not thinking it's going to be, I mean, they might think it's going to be bad, but it just got, it's just like bricks fell on top of it, flew off the top of the building. It was crazy. I mean, really, really crazy, crazy stuff. So, yeah, look out, because it's coming back again. All right, I'm going to take one more weather. This one is from Gregory, who says, Kate, I have to tell you, I live in Minneapolis, and I listen to you streaming usually the next day, and I cannot believe how people whine about the weather, but then when I'm out, conditions where it's so cold, and you could fall on your rear end at any moment, whatever lies underneath your feet, I think I get it. Even though I grew up here, I do find myself complaining like everybody else. It is what you have to deal with, and that's why you're always hoping for a shorter winter. The first signs of winter are kind of interesting, kind of fun, kind of new, kind of fresh, but it wears off quickly, my friend. I think I'd rather be trapped in that Southern California sunshine all the time than in some of the harshness of the winters. Oh, you know, it's always greener on the other side, isn't it? Yeah. There is something cool, I think, about snow and winter and colder temperatures, but the problem is dealing with it, and then, especially if you're dealing with it, then you're ready for it to go. And I guess that's what happens. How about this one? This one is from Sam. Katie, Kate, did you see that the school safety bill was introduced and there was a bipartisan cooperation in Florida, at least? Maybe this is something we see happen in other places. I did see that. What you're talking about, that there was the safety bill that was introduced. It wasn't in Florida, although in Florida they're talking about legislation there. You're probably talking about the fact that Mitch McConnell and a group of others from the Hill did announce their support for this school safety bill in response to what happened in Parkland and what happened at that Florida high school. And the legislation would basically fund school security improvements and invest in prevention and intervention programs aimed at stopping, you know, any kind of school violence. It doesn't expand background checks, doesn't curb access to weapons, none of that, no gun control measures, but the other things that I mentioned. So the president supports the bill along with another measure to boost authorities reporting to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS, as it's affectionately called, the acronym. So, I don't know, is it going to get voted in? I can't imagine that would be voted out, because what the bill would do is security infrastructure, that's good. You would develop and operate school threat assessments and the crisis intervention teams, that's good. You would enable better coordination between schools and law enforcement so they could pay attention to what was happening there. You know, you think about this, and the school shooting in Connecticut was back in 2012. 20 children, 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary. And the bill is supported by the Sandy Hook Promise, which was an organization that was formed to prevent gun violence. So they they think that this could, I don't know, they think that this one could work. That at least there would be something, and there would be something that would be done there. All right, let's move on to this one from Charlie, who says, how about this crazy story? My friend was on a train and heard it, that a conductor was suspended after passengers on a train heard an announcement that immigration agents were onboarding and looking for illegals. Did you hear that? I read the story, actually. The story was about this conductor that was supposedly suspended. What happened was this North Jersey Coast train out of Bayhead, the conductor was making some sort of announcement and said that its agents were not present on the train. ICE was definitely not involved. So people are saying, "What? Why was he having a conversation with a passenger that was broadcast through the system and couldn't be turned off? What was that about? Because there was something about ICE, and then I guess it freaked some of the people out. So they were saying ICE agents, agents from Homeland Security, other law enforcement agents. And so it led for some passengers feeling unsettled and complaining, and there was some confusion over that, and then it led to him being suspended, like I said. So deportations of undocumented immigrants who are brought into the United States, you know, this is that whole early arrival thing, 700,000 we're talking about. Congress didn't come up with a legislative fix, and we know that. So that program's in place until, at least is in place after a pair of federal court rulings. So, wow. How about this one from Stan, the man? Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. Kudos to you for being a survivor and thriving, because you will thrive. Just hang in there. This is kind of a sidebar deal, but while people might not have loved the Oscars, they wanted to steal one. Did you see the story about Frances McDormand and someone stealing her Oscar? Yes, I did. The Los Angeles Police Department made an arrest in the case of that stolen Oscar. So somebody hauled off with it. Police say it was stolen at an after party. And a suspect was arrested and charged in the case. Whoops. Don't let it leave your hands once you win it, because someone may steal it. And what are you going to do with it, right? That's it. I mean, what are you going to do with it? So the funny thing is, I guess she was unfazed, Frances McDormand, after all the parties and everything else. You know what she did? I love these stories of the stars. She went and had an In-N-Out burger. I like In-N-Out burgers. You know, it's one of those chains. It's a big California chain, but they have them in some other places. They have them in the great state of Texas. So I have had an In-N-Out burger, but I love that it was just like, okay, let's chill and just go get some junky junk food, and that's it, you know? All right, here we go. We have a lot of listeners in Oregon on KPAM. Thank you for all of your emails in Portland. And I got this one from Deb, who says, did you know, Kate, that our governor signed a new law prohibiting domestic abusers and people under restraining orders from owning firearms? It's, I believe, one of the first new gun laws in the U.S. since that high school shooting. Yeah, your governor, Kate Brown. That is a big deal. So domestic abusers and people under restraining orders can't own firearms. And will it be interesting to see the response to this if there are more people who are more politicians, anyway, who think it's a good idea and they take it. See, I think a lot of this will become, just like with that governor, it'll become more about what, you know, what states decide to do, and if they will adopt whatever, just like that governor did, something along those same lines, or not, or try to come up with something. I think we'll see it. I think we're going to start to have more of those discussions. Hey, thanks for all your emails. You can send me your emails through the new website, americatonightradio.com.
Before the second show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I think it is absolutely terrible that Congress has failed to act. The president gave Congress 6 months, and he also gave them a plan. He gave them four pillars that he wanted to see in legislation and principles that the majority of members of Congress have supported in the past.
All right, we're talking about DACA there. That's Sarah Sanders throwing in at the White House that they failed to act all this time and nothing happened. Welcome to Washington, Sarah. This is the truth, right? And this is what people complain about, the log jam. It's a big problem. 700,000 people, DACA, Dreamers, people who are here. We heard Bob Ney, and if you missed it, the former congressman from Ohio who came on tonight said, oh, it's already happening. People that are being sent back 45-plus years in the country, guy from Youngstown, boom, you're back to Jordan. So what does that mean for everybody else? It's going to be wild to watch how this unfolds. And it's strange because it was right there in the palm of their hands. But this is what happens, the push-pull, the tug-of-war. I want this. No, you want that. And this is how we end up in the scenarios we do. And the problem, of course, of the past is laws in the books not enforced. But we can't go back into history. Only in fantasy television shows can you travel in a time machine. So that's just a waste of breath to lament that nothing was done in the past. How do we move this ball forward? By the way, a federal judge in Maryland on Monday dismissed a challenge to the president's decision to end DACA. And what they said was, this court does not like the outcome of this case, but is constrained by its constitutionally limited role to the result that it has reached. Hopefully the Congress and the president will finally get their job done. An overwhelming number or percentage of Americans support protections for Dreamers, is what the judge said, yet it is not the province of the judiciary to provide legislative or executive actions when those entrusted with those responsibilities fail to act. Once again, fail to act. And that's it. Got to figure something out. Got to do it now. Can't keep pushing it off and can't keep holding each other hostage. This is what happens. So Trump tweeted out the president, it's March 5th, the Democrats are nowhere to be found on DACA. Gave them 6 months, they just don't care. Where are they? We are ready to make a deal. And that's what he said. We're ready to make a deal. No deal to be had. No one's around. He's right. Where did they go? Where did they take off to? Ridiculous. Ridiculous is what it is. Easier to just keep passing the hot potato. But eventually that potato is going to drop and a lot of people are going to get caught. It's going to get mashed up and it's going to be nasty. And that may definitely appear when we have the new round of voting. Let's put it like that. Stakeholders in driverless cars. More than 100 of those types pressed the Senate for action on a driverless car bill. How do you feel about being in a neighborhood, going to work, whatever, and seeing a driverless car? 100 companies on Monday were pushing the Senate to pass that legislation before Memorial Day. It stalled right now. The stakeholders, in a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, urged them to expedite the American vision for safer transportation through advancement of revolutionary technologies. Whew, I got it out. Companies that signed the letter include, but not limited to, Volkswagen Group of America, Tesla, Toyota, Nissan, North America, General Motors, Ford Company, and also Lyft and VIA signed as well. The driverless car thing kind of freaks me out a little bit. I don't know. Does it freak any of you out? Do I think we can have driverless cars? Of course. Do I think the technology is there? Of course. Do I want to be driving down the road and the person next to me is like the headless horseman? There's no driver? How do they react? I mean, there are some objections. I can see that. What does the autonomous vehicle do? I mean, I know what it does, but how far do you go with that vehicle? If I look ahead, I can see a few problems, but refining the technology, and they're working on all those things. Maybe I'm all wrong on that opinion, but I think there are some problems already. And, of course, they are trying to iron them out. It's a brilliant idea on some levels. It's about the implementation like everything else. How is it implemented? How is the law enforced? How, we know they can go decent, but are they barreling down the highway? Are they barreling through a school zone? I don't know. I think there are some questions. In a certain community, it could be laid out very, very easy. In a special community. But beyond that, how are you to judge? I think, how are you to judge how this would turn out? We've actually had some people on talking about, if you remember, who were part of the process and are part of the process when it comes to those kinds of cars, reassuring us that, no, it's not what you think. It's going to be good. It's the way of the future. Meanwhile, one other thing to bring up here, because I think it's so fascinating. The USS Lexington was found by billionaire Paul Allen's crew 76 years after the World War II sinking. Looking at the remains of it is crazy. It's on the bottom of the Coral Sea near Australia, so check it out. He made this big find, you know, meaning he supported it. So the fleet aircraft carrier, which was the first to be sunk by opposing carrier warcraft in World War II, was found in very good condition. They found personal research ship RV Petrel, found the missing Lexington 2 miles below and 500 miles off the eastern coast of Australia, the exact location. The Lexington was hit by multiple Japanese torpedoes and bombs on May 8, 1942. More than 200 Lexington sailors were killed in the fight, and nearby U.S. ships rescued 2,700 of the carrier's remaining sailors. It was bad, obviously, and it could have been even worse. Once the ship was evacuated, it was torpedoed by the USS Phelps to prevent the capture of the ship. So Lady Lex is what they called it, and Lady Lex is being pulled up. I mean, that's part of our heritage. Wow. Very cool. Very cool to know that that can be brought up. The Navy has to feel, in some ways, thrilled about that. If you think of military personnel now and the ties to history, I mean, wow. Think of how responsible this ship had to be. And for it to go down the way it went down, wow. Looking at the gun on the Lexington, now on the bottom of the Coral Sea, looking at all the little nuances of the plane, one of the planes that I haven't seen a photograph, wow, that would be cool to be part of that exhibition team. I call it exhibition team. expedition. How about the expedition team or crew? So to be part of that whole thing and pulling up history and seeing how well preserved it is, it has to be mind-blowing. And it's 2 miles below and about 500 miles off the eastern coast of Australia. So the fact that it's so far out is one thing. And 2 miles below is not so bad. I mean, it could be a lot deeper than that. And it isn't. So by the means of having to extrapolate it, there's a lot they can pull from it. And I know they have to be pretty excited about it. Because, I mean, that's just, wow, to be able to find the Lady Lex that they're calling, to think of the stories, the evacuations, and preventing the capture of the ship, how brave. I love the acoustic guitar trailing us out. Thanks for listening to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.